pleasure of being joined in the studio by a very gorgeous young lady who is as talented-ish as she is hot. Hello, Katie McGraw.
Hello, you're such a lovely liar.
I'm not fibbing at all. You've literally got no makeup on and you're still a stunner. And you're not very well.
No, not well today. That's what, and I am wearing makeup. It's to cover how unwell I actually am.
Oh, do you know what? I feel your pain. I was off on Monday just hacking my guts up with a cough.
God, it's terrible. It just lays you down, doesn't it?
It is awful. Bless you. Can we compare remedies? Like what I've been doing, honey and lemon, bit of Lemsip.
You see, I'm like straight for prescription. I'm like, none are herbal. I'm like, give me drugs. I do not have the patience for being sick. I'm like, give me whatever you can.
So none of the natural stuff.
No. I want serious stuff.
I love that.
Couldn't be bothered.
Oh, bless you. Well, I hope you get well soon. So tell me, what's been going on in your life other than fighting off this cough? Obviously, we're knee deep in Dracula, which you are one of the stars of.
Yeah. No, we're about halfway through now. So it's a new show for Sky Living. So it's on at 9 o'clock on Thursdays. And it's... I suppose everybody's familiar with the story of Dracula, you know, and especially vampires has been sort of quite a hot topic for the last few years. But what this does is it goes back to the original characters of Bram Stoker's book and tells the story from there. So we've got, you know, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers as the most perfect casting as Dracula. And
isn't he lovely?
He's so good, man.
He's divine.
He's so good in the role.
He's good at that role because he's so, I don't know, he's got that
dangerous.
Scary. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dangerous. You don't know whether you want to run away or run to him. Do you know
yes,
that kind of way?
Yes.
So he's,
and what's he like to work with?
Amazing. I've known him for about 6 or 7 years. So it's been really nice. And it was great on this job to go in and have a friend. Because it was such a big deal, because it's such a production. It's an American show and it's done by the guys who do Downton over here. So you can be a bit daunted by that. But you end up going in with a load of mates and we've become a really tight cast. So
that's so cool, isn't
it? Yeah, it's been brilliant, you know.
So let's talk about your character, because she's fabulous.
She is the most fabulous on the show.
I love that. Oops.
I play Lucy Westerner in all of her blonde, fluffy glory with a never-ending parade of fantastic costumes and sneaky looks. A little sly eye of Lucy.
She is just naughty, isn't she?
She's so naughty.
And Sadie Frost played the same character back in the 90s version, right?
Yes, she did, and was very naughty in that too,
if
you've seen that movie.
Have you ever met her and discussed how you've both, you know, done that?
No,
the
but
Lucy
I
thing?
Would kind of like to get all Lucy's together, get them around a table, get a bottle of vodka and see what would happen.
Wow.
I bet it would be
that
pretty messy.
That sounds messy.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know the original Bram Stoker Dracula story, what is he all about? You know, what is the story?
Well, our version is slightly different. They've sort of, like a lot of shows now, they've taken a twist on it and they've taken all the characters that you know and changed it slightly to bring it to a newer audience. So in this one, Dracula is sort of reimagined as an American industrialist who's coming and bringing sort of the future to London. And that's what it seems like, but you discover that he is in fact out for revenge for the people who have killed his long lost love and wife, who is then...
In his previous life-ish.
Exactly. And then he's been reincarnated in the lovely Mina Murray and is very lovely to my character. If you continue to watch, you'll find out why.
Yes, yes.
But all of them are there and played so brilliantly by a really amazing cast of fantastically beautiful people, actually.
So let's talk about the fact that obviously there's lots of blood and guts.
Yes,
are you like normally kind of adverse to that sort of thing, or do you love horror and gore?
I think that's great, but I don't get scared by it. Although the first time I saw Johnny completely drenched in blood with his fangs in, I was a bit freaked out.
Yeah, hello.
You know, he just sort of walked past and we were just, me and Victoria Smurfit were just on set and we were just having a bit of a laugh, wandering around, and next thing you know, the drenched in blood Jonathan Rhys-Meyers comes past, but in an exquisitely tailored costume.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It was a bit weird and it was a bit, you didn't quite know what to do with that.
What do they use? Because it's obviously not ketchup. But I want to know.
You want to know?
It looks so real.
You can say it's ketchup if you like.
Okay, but it's not.
It's sugar syrup.
Is that what they use?
Yeah, and it's sticky and disgusting. And if you've got it in your mouth, you end up getting this bizarre sugar high because you end up swallowing so much
of it. Don't tell me that you've been... This is an excuse for you to lick Jonathan.
Like you need an excuse, really. Come on.
I love that. Well, I am chatting to the lovely Katie McGraw more about Dracula and what's been going on with her in general after this.
An awe in thrilling new living sound.